It's always come up in my head, like every time we hear it on the radio, I hear it. And I'm like, what on earth could that be? It's like a rrr. I knew it's at first I thought it was a bongo.
This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Welcome back, listeners. Hey.
Hi.
Sup?
Nothing. Or the sky. The sky's up.
Should we start with some dad jokes?
Sure.
Boy, the shovel was a groundbreaking invention, wasn't it?
Yeah. We don't do too many dad jokes.
Oh. First random sample starting. Okay. We'll get to that.
Sorry. Yeah, we don't do a ton of dad jokes.
I know.
Here, we should give this show a little more spice.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about You Broke Me First by Tate McRae.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually a little more of a dancer. She's also a dancer. She danced with Justin Bieber.
Should we hear from our sponsors first?
Yeah. Oh, funny story before we do that. So, my dad's cracking up. So, we asked you guys last time to either write a review down in our Apple Podcasts or send us a message on our anchor.fm site where you can do that, or DM us on Instagram at Songs to Discuss, and none of you guys did that, which is kind of disappointing. We'd love to hear from you guys, so we're kind of disappointed on that. But the question was, do you guys think we should re-record my dad's sponsor segment? And personally, I thought we should. I didn't hear from you guys, so I can't really say something about that. But my dad was like, okay, no, let's re-record it, but you do it. Okay, Dad, you tell the rest of the story.
And so we got her set up on the microphone, and 10 takes later, trying to make the most personable, funny, witty, quick-witted, I already said witty, entertaining sponsor segment, she gave up.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I got halfway through it. I just stumbled on my words. So then
I did a really lackluster one where I was like, yeah, so Anchor, blah, 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 blah. And
then I was like, no, let's just keep the original. So
yeah,
we got the OG on today.
So we wasted some time.
So a lot of time. But yeah, we don't have that many reviews. We have like 3 reviews from you guys. We don't have any DMs or any messages from the anchor.fm site. So we'd love for you guys to write some reviews to get us out there to spread the word. Because, yes, we have an audience, but we're looking to get more. So, please, please, please write a review or DM us or do any of that jazz, because I know you guys listen, so.
So now should we break for the sponsor segment?
Yes.
Okay.
The original that is the not as good as it could have been, but here's the sponsor segment.
All right.
Okay, so we're getting in. So before we start, let's just talk about our experience with You Broke Me. Or, you know what? Let's play an excerpt first.
Okay. Here we go.
Or first, let's just say something about Tate McRae, because I don't think people really know her. She's kind of like a uprising artist. She's not really out, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She's an emerging artist.
Yeah, that's the word.
On the pop charts. You Broke Me First has done really well. We heard it on, of course, on the radio, on Hits 1. And I think we started by making fun of the song, as we often do. And then
yes,
it started to work its way into us. We were like, oh, man, listen to that vocal fry.
Yeah.
That is totally fried.
Yeah.
But it kind of worked its way into us, and now we're talking about it. So here's an excerpt.
Yeah.
Well, you needed me to fix it, and like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had, but I don't really care how. quicker than I could've ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I was there on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this.
I like the production on it. It's very moody.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like cool. how the coming out of the chorus, the delay on her vocal goes, like it just keeps going underneath her verse vocals. Where on the first.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And I like that, or that bass that's like, yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, so I'm guessing a lot of you probably haven't heard that song, or maybe you have, I don't know. But,
it's a pretty bitter song.
What do you mean? Like a bad song or like a...
No, bitter.
What do you mean?
She doesn't like the person she's singing to.
Yeah, she doesn't. Well, no, funny story. It's, she's never had her heart breaking. She just...
Breaking?
Broken, sorry. She's never had her heart broken. Her heart has never been broke.
Mm-hmm.
Broken. She was kind of, it's kind of fictional, also based off of her friend's experiences. I don't know. But after I kind of learned more about the artist and actually kind of, after I kind of deep dove, I have more respect for this song now. It's not too annoying anymore. You like the song now, kind of. It's not as bad.
I like the production. I think it's a good vocal performance, especially on the, where'd you get the nerve? I can't even do it.
Where'd you get the nerve?
Yeah, that like, trembling, and they put her whole voice through a lot of processing too. It's cool. So what do you want to talk about?
First I just want to say we pulled some stuff last episode when we were teasing this. We said get the nerve to come and listen to our next episode. Also, don't fold your eyes back. And also, so Dad, could you explain those? I know we got to get into the questions, but please explain those. Our listeners want to
know. Well, get the nerve. We get where that's from.
Yeah. Could you
tell me where'd you get the nerve? But so fold your eyes back. So for the longest time when we were listening to this in the car, I love misheard lyrics because at a certain point, they just become what the song is for you, like in your mind. And it doesn't matter what they actually sang. You hear in your mind the misheard lyrics. And when she says, suddenly you're asking for it back.
So when she's like, suddenly you're asking for it back. Like,
I totally thought she was saying, suddenly your eyes get folded back.
Same, I thought that too.
Your eyes get folded back.
I was like, that's not on. It's like...
I have a weird thing with eyes and misheard lyrics, because when I was growing up, there was an artist named Sade, and she had a big song on the radio called Smooth Operator, and the vocal went, Smooth Operator, and I always thought she was singing Smooth on the Red Eye, Smooth on the Red Eye. So I have a thing with eyes and misheard lyrics. Anyway,
we also said we do a little bluegrass cover on this.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna do that.
We should get back. We should if we have time later.
Yeah,
that's kind of. I don't think we should do that.
No, it's not really well thought out.
Yeah,
it's just something that we sing in the car. When we drive around, sometimes when the song is done, we sing a little bluegrass version of the song. Suddenly you're asking for it back. Where'd you get the nerve?
You can sing
the song. I can't actually play it on banjo.
You broke me first. First.
Okay.
Enough with this.
I really would need to spend some time working that out on banjo.
Yeah. All right. Well. Let's get back to our professionalness.
Yes.
I clapped it like they do in the movies.
Yeah, that's going to break their ears.
It is.
You're going to, you broke their ears first.
Sorry, I'm really sorry. Okay, let's get to it. Mm-hmm. So, question one. So, in the last refrain of the chorus, when she's saying, now, could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's, like, a, if you have to kind of listen closely, because there's, like, a little drum, bum, 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 bum thing. So, maybe you could play it from the last refrain of the chorus, because it won't happen, like, the first time that part's in the, so that's the part of the pre-chorus, and that won't happen for the first refrain, the second refrain. It's really after the bridge that happens.
Okay.
It's really interesting, and I'm really curious what that thing is.
Okay, let's zero in on it.
Okay.
Asking for it back. We'll listen twice.
Could you tell me where'd you get
right?
The nerve? Yeah, here again. Asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get that. The nerve?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just, it's always come up in my head. Like every time we hear it on the radio, I hear it and I'm like, what on earth could that be? It's like a rrr. I knew it's at first I thought it was a bongo. I was very wrong. I know that.
A little synthesized but sounding for a bongo, right?
Yeah, very death.
Yeah. I think, so you never really know, unless you're in the studio with the artist, exactly where they're getting their sounds.
Yeah, but, you never really know.
But I hear a lot of these like pitched snare, drum machine snares in this track. So a drum machine, you know, makes synthesized drum sounds. And you hear it a lot in trap beats and
like where
electronic production. Like? And this production actually almost draws from like some of the drum sounds remind me of drum and bass and dubstep along with trap. It's not really a trap beat, but if you put in a snare, it'll sound like this, right?
Yeah.
But you could do like a stutter.
That's what they do in the song.
I think that's what they do in the song. But if you put it in to a sampler, you can play it at various pitches. And I think it's pitched up to like here.
Yeah, that sounds kind of right. Kind of right, yeah.
But you hear stuff like in the track where it's like. You hear the snare detuning.
Yeah. Yeah, will the audience hear your keyboard go like up and down and.
Hold on, I'll play one more and we won't talk over it and then they can hear it with, I can cut out the keyboard.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. Awesome.
Stutter snare with pitching. So do you understand the concept? You have one sample of a snare in a sampler and then you map it to all the keys on this keyboard. You want to come try playing it?
Sure. I'll come over. Away from the microphone, AFM.
So now the snare is mapped to every key on the keyboard, and you can play it at different pitches, just like a piano, but.
Arpeggio! C major! C minor!
It's mostly noise, but you do hear a pitch.
C major scale. Scale. Wait, are you ready? Okay.
All right, so she was playing Hey Jude on pitched snares. Okay. That was pretty fun.
That's wacky. All right, I'm back to my mic.
All right.
Good job for answering that question.
Thank you.
Okay, so my next question is, so is there some sort of effect on her voice throughout the song? Because it sounds very echoey or like some sort of thing with the production or processor or something. Because it sounds kind of unnatural and like echoey and I already said that, but.
I think there's subtle vocoder on her entire vocal in the track.
Entire vocal.
Remember the experiment we did with
the Delicate.
With Delicate?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, yeah. And I think that they're just running all the chords of the song through that vocoder and layering it below her.
Oh, but like very subtle. Very subtle.
Yeah. So but then what they do in the chorus again is there's a big delay on her voice that like echoes out, but it also modulates as it goes.
What does that mean? I forgot. Oh, you reminded me. Wait, I wrote it down somewhere. I wrote it down somewhere. Modulation when switching keys in song.
Okay, I'm
tonic
using...
Tonic home key.
I'm using modulation in a different way now, in a technical way. So what happens is it's the delay makes an echo on a beat. You broke me first on the beat.
Yeah.
But you don't hear first the same way each, because each time what they put on there is a low pass filter, which starts cutting off all the high frequencies as it goes. So it goes first, and it gets really muffly.
Can you play the chorus and maybe, is there any possible way you could try to tune out other things in the chorus and just have it on her voice?
I don't have access to stems. Like,
that's what I thought.
Song Exploder. Maybe we should call Hrishikesh Airway.
Hrishikesh Airway.
See if he has stems that he can lend us. Hold on a sec. I'll play the chorus again. I can put the effect on your voice, though.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Okay, listen.
It's
not happening yet. It's on the next one. It's still going. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Not really. No, I don't.
Let me play it again.
Okay.
Alright,
don't talk now.
You broke me first. You broke me first. Took who I was in the now when I first heard.
I hear it. It might not be in her voice, but it's in the tone of this, like the.
It is her voice.
Oh, it
yeah.
is. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a delay of her voice. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool. Cool.
And it's used rhythmically.
This song is growing more interesting and growing on me more and more.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the only production done on her voice, processor, vocoder, slight.
I mean, there's a lot of like very customized reverbs and delays based on the moment in the song. It's very well crafted. It's not like they just threw her vocal track up and put one effect on it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really well thought out and very subtle.
You're talking about this song like you're a fan.
I'm a fan now.
Of the song.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good answer, Dad. You deserve one of those.
Ooh, chocolate-covered pretzels. That's our treat today. Would you like one?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'll take one.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so in the chorus when she's like, but I don't really care how bad it hurts, when you broke me first. Oh, sorry, I'm reading this question now. I didn't read the questions before, sorry. Well, I know my questions, but you know what I mean. So in the chorus when she's like, but I don't really care how bad it hurts, when you broke me first. Is it essentially just a drum set and mostly a snare enhanced with some like production stuff? Processor thing, or like with a tuned snare, is there like any other assets up there sneaked up?
The piano.
Yeah, definitely. But like, are there any other like I know piano's there, but like, is it basically just a snare set and like there's no tick ticks or
just kick and snare.
So it's like they used a drum set, like a.
Mm-hmm. No, not an acoustic drum set, an electric. Electronic drum set with the type sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. There's really not much to the arrangement. There's not much to the chord progression either.
Okay. You can say something while I chew.
It's a very simple song. My only criticism of the song is that she goes right back into another chorus after the bridge, and I really wish there was like more of a pause after the bridge, or like some time to
like a build,
process it, yeah, or some sort of build. It's just kind of like, it almost sounds like they had a longer bridge and they cut it down to get it to a certain length for radio formats, which is still a thing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times what they do on KC-101 and Hits 1 is they take out the intros.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think of the intro, by the way, with that vocal processing?
She broke me first.
Should we listen to that for a sec?
Sure. Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself.
I think that's a cool way to start the song. Another thing I want to talk about is her masterful use of triplet cadence in the vocal.
What does that mean? Sorry, I'm not that advanced.
What do you think? So, do you know what I mean by the
triplets? I know what a triplet is.
So, da-na-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na, dun-dun-dun.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's something that you hear a lot in hip-hop and rap, and especially in trap, where you kind of switch back and forth between a 4 feel and a 6 feel.
Yeah, my favorite part when she does that is when she's like, "And I moved on quicker, and I moved on quicker than I than you." I'm not gonna sing it. I can't sing it. And I moved down quicker than, or, and I moved on quicker than, I. No, and you moved down quicker than I would have ever. You know that hurt. That was hard.
Yeah, that's tricky. It's
like, a tongue twister.
Yeah, it's like it's like Lafayette in Hamilton when he has his big moment, and he's like, "Nobody can match my nobody." Oh no.
I'm
gonna have to listen to
it. I'm making those red coats running with bloodstains. No, that's not the point.
Yeah. Nobody can match my tactical brilliance.
Yes.
It switches into that triplet rhythm there.
Yeah, like where it's like, so after the chorus, it's like, took a while when I first heard, but you moved on quicker than I would have ever, you know that hurt. I'm not going to try to sing
it. It's pretty well done how she uses the triplet in like a soft, dark pop song.
Yeah, it's kind of dark now that you said that. No.
Yeah, but with like a real fun rhythmic approach to the verses.
Sounds kind of Billie Eilish dark. Billie Eilish cool.
Well, you know, the critics call her the Billie Eilish of Canada. Did you know that?
Really? I did not know that. Yep. Has she... No, never mind. I won't say that. I won't ask that question. I was going to say, has she like been nominated for anything?
She's got... It looks like she's won some awards for... her dance work.
Yeah.
She's been on Dancing with the Stars, I think.
She's been on So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yeah. So You Think You Can Dance. Let's see. I have her wiki. I have the Wikinator in the phone today. Best Female Best Dancer Mini and Junior Awards in the Dance Awards in 2013 and 2015. God, how old? She was probably like your age. Yeah. When she won those awards.
Because she's like 17 now.
Yeah. Best dancer, female best dancer, teen in 2018. MTV Video Music Awards, Push Best New Artist 2020. Did you know that she is the voice of Lala Loopsy, of one of the characters in Lala Loopsy?
No.
Yeah.
She's an actor?
Yeah.
Actress? I don't know. I think like once you get into that entertainment business, you could people just do all the stuff.
She's also really like highly trained in ballet.
I did ballet. I quit.
You quit for gymnastics.
For gymnastics, though.
Yeah. So what else you got?
Oh, okay. So,
this makes me so sad.
Why?
That the Wikipedia page on her already has a section called personal life.
Oh.
She's 17. Like, just delete that section from Wikipedia. Give her privacy.
Yeah, they probably know all that from TikTok. In that Billboard article interview, she said she uses TikTok a lot.
Yep. She was named on TikTok's The Come Up Emerging Artists list.
Oh.
And featured in Harper's On the Rise series.
Oh, you know what she's in?
What?
She's in... Wait, give me that. Give me your phone for a second. Okay. Entertain the audience.
So, how am I supposed to entertain the audience if we're not talking about the song?
Just say some stuff about the song. You'll see.
Well, while Willow looks up something, I will say that... you know what this song reminds me of energy-wise? Willa?
What?
It reminds me of Nine Inch Nails.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm focusing on something.
Industrial artist from the 90s, Trent Reznor, who now scores films with his partner Atticus Ross, and they did the music for Soul in the Disney movie.
Oh, cool. Okay, so look at this. One second. So
3 months later, this song starts going crazy. Everything started that I ever wanted to do started to happen. My first award show, and then Jimmy Kimmel, and then Jimmy Fallon, and
so what are you showing me?
Here, look at the caption.
The caption says, Apple Music's up next artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's getting up there.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue with the questions. We had kind of a little
interlude.
We came to the crossroads and we chose the wrong road and now we're off of the music.
Okay.
So let's get back to the actual music commentary.
Okay.
Okay. So my next question is, so in the pre-chorus, if you listen closely, you'll hear kind of like a bum, bum, bum. Like, I don't know what that is. Like it's, you hear it in a ton of pop songs, and I don't bother to ask. But it's like a, here, you won't understand what I'm saying unless you play the pre-chorus into the chorus.
Okay, let me play it.
And keep it recording. Don't worry, I'll say what it is.
Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that
really
we
more
had,
in the chorus now that I think
but
about it.
I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first.
Like that, like the vibration, you know what I mean?
The kick drum.
I'm so dumb. That really low pulse. I thought it was like some sort of special, like really low bass or something.
That thing.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's a kick drum.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm so dumb. Why am I even doing this podcast?
You're so dumb. Get with the kick drum.
Seriously, I thought it was like a. All right, bring this up. I thought it was like a bass or something. Like
no. Boom. Nope.
Nope.
Kick drum.
Kick drum.
The bass is like a long pad. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so my next question is about the chord progression. What a surprise. Any song that has piano. I love piano. any song that has piano, I ask about the chord progression. And I basically ask the same question about the chord progression, like, every time I ask about the chord progression. So, listeners, this might be getting really boring, but I feel like the song, like, the piano is so faint. Yesterday, I told you there was a piano in it, and you were, like, mind-blown.
I was like, what? I didn't hear any piano, and then we cranked it up, and there it was.
Yeah. And so, so listeners, you might be like, oh, seriously? Talk about something different, Willa.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I find this interesting. And Daddy says this is a really interesting song. So hopefully this will make for an interesting question. And if you guys are getting bored of the chord progression, give us some feedback.
So is this in major or minor?
My guess is minor.
Yeah. So.
Wait, brace yourself. Okay.
I thought I was going to say you were right, that it's in minor, but the more I listen to the harmony, the more I actually interpret it as
major.
Really? But like,
the song sounds minor, like the vibe, just, wow.
Listen, here's the chords. Major chord, major chord, major chord. There's only actually one of the four chords is minor. And if you listen to these four chords, which one sounds like the home chord? This one? Does that sound stable or unstable?
No. Okay, but just so you know, I do know piano. Okay, so don't treat me like
This is not about piano. This is about what it sound like from a theory perspective. Does this sound stable or unstable?
No, it sounds unstable. But sorry,
Stable or unstable? Keep going.
Unstable.
Stable or unstable?
You want me to say stable, so I'll say stable.
Yes. Stable. Stable or unstable?
Play it again. Stable.
No, this one's unstable.
Oh.
So I'm going to say that this is actually in the third, in the key of the third chord, which is in F sharp major.
Oh, F sharp.
But it starts on the relative minor. It's deceptive, isn't it? But it's okay. But anyway, getting back to your original question, that is a very common chord progression.
Yeah, I feel like lately I shouldn't ask about chord progressions because you're just going to say the same thing ever and over again. It's really mostly like, it's like most of them are like 1, 6, 2, 4, 1, 6, 3, 4, or like far.
So this one is actually 2, 4, 1, 5.
But it's still common.
2, 4, 1, 5. It's still sort of the same. It's instead of 1, 6, 4, 5, it's 2, 4, 1, 5.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to the driver's license chord progression in that it ends on it every time the last chord is unstable, so it just keeps feeling like it wants to keep turning around.
Yeah. Well, that was my last question.
Whoa. So
what? Did I not have enough?
Let's talk about Tate McRae as an artist.
Okay, let's talk about her.
Yeah. So first of all, we started the episode by talking about how we made fun of her vocal fry.
We were mean.
Yeah. But tell us, what do you know about vocal fry? Like, what is it to you?
It's when you're singing from the back of your throat, so it's kind of scratchy and not as, like, noteful. I know that's not a word, but like, ha versus ha.
Do you remember the couple vocal lessons you took with Natalie where you talked about glottis?
No, but that sounds familiar.
Like you use the part of the throat that's like,
Yeah.
But there's something to her accent, too. Don't you think?
But my vocal coach always, she never wanted, she said, don't do that. You need to do,
Right. It's not considered proper singing in Western classical training. But what was interesting was you and I went back to her page and we started scrolling down and looking. She did not start on a Disney show like
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande or
Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Olivia Rodrigo.
No, she started
Miley Cyrus.
Kind of like Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
Like just putting out her own videos.
On YouTube, she danced with Justin Bieber.
So we listened to two songs. And I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You want to listen to a couple of samples?
Totally.
All right.
Yeah. Get these words out from my thoughts so loud. My heart just wants to shout out, but my mind too much for mouth.
Great line.
Yeah.
Really good lyricist.
Yeah.
Here's another
one.
These
songs are really good.
Yeah. This is the other one called One Day, I think.
This like blew up. Impossible to get you off my mind. I think
about 100 thoughts and you are 99. Another great line.
I know.
100 thoughts and you are 99.
All right, goodbye.
I'm just breaking inside. He always walks the crowded halls in his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that one kind of boosted her music career.
That was the one that I think got her...
Yeah.
Like, into a record deal, probably.
Like, 30 million views.
Whoa.
Your videos have, like...
30 views.
300 views.
I just need to multiply my listenership by a million. So,
like that'll happen in the near future.
Yeah. Never. So, you know, we heard the song, we made fun of it. We got used to it. We started to like it. We looked into her. actually quite impressed. Very talented young lady.
Yeah.
Working hard.
She's got a personal life section on her Wikipedia. Leave her alone.
I know. Like. I know. Great dancer.
Yeah, we should see some of her dance. I mean, well,
we always say we're going to post stuff on our channels, and then we don't for a few days, but we will. We'll post.
Channel's dead. We have.
Yeah, so the video for this song, she filmed on her own phone.
Yeah. Oh, funny. All right, and they said this funny story. So in the Billboard article, or in the Billboard interview article that I read, what they did was, like, she put her phone on, like, a car taped to a tissue box, and then the tissue box was taped to the car, and then her friend, like, drove the car.
Yeah, on the roof.
Yeah, on the roof or something.
How'd they get the car on the roof, though? It must have been a garage.
Yeah.
They didn't say that. They were like, oh, we drove the car on the roof.
And then, yeah.
But it's great. It's a great video.
Yeah. In that line, it's like, you move down quicker than I would have ever, you know, that hurt. Because it was kind of like a lyric video. They had literally that those lyrics, like, move down like a staircase. It was so cool. Yeah, well, oh, we got to tease our next song. We're doing We're Good by Dua Lipa.
I can't wait to talk about this song. It's so schizophrenic. Even, I don't know if that's okay to use that word anymore.
What
okay.
use is it? What word is it?
It's... It's two-headed, the song.
Phrenic?
Schizophrenic?
What does that mean?
Well, okay, I'm not going to use that word.
Is
I'm
just going to say word?
It's, it's two-headed.
Okay.
Like, the verses sound like you're at a party in, I don't know, the Caribbean? And the choruses sound like you're at an REO Speedwagon concert. It's very strange. It's a great song, though.
But it's a great strange.
Yeah, but it's very strangely two-headed as a song. I can't wait to talk about it.
All right.
All right.
Did you use that Caribbean example? Because the lyric in the beginning was like, I'm on an island. Dun,
dun, dun, yeah.
Even when you're close.
I think they're tapping into that.
Well.
Weird. But very good. She's
amazing. She's amazing, Lipa.
Yeah. All right, well.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.